Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Alex Ochoa. Batting sixth. The first baseman, David Ortiz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Javier Valentin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Morgan. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting third. The left fielder, Hal Morris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeff King. Batting fifth. The DH, Terry Pendleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dean Palmer. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Larry Sutton. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Shane Halter. Batting 9th. The catcher, Sal Fasano. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Chris Haney. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is hit by the pitch. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mears moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova takes first base on ball four. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ochoa strikes out. Fasano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ochoa out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ochoa, who is chasing the ball. Damon reaches third base with a triple. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Damon tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris bunts in front of the plate. Valentin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Valentin. Morris moves to second. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Valentin for a passed ball. Morris moves to third. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Offerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halter hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking hits a fly ball into left field. Morris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morris. Mears reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mears scores. It's Twins, 1, Royals, 1. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Sutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Sal Fasano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fasano strikes out. One out. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Offerman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears misplays the ball. That's an error on Mears. Offerman moves to second. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ochoa is 0 for 1 in the game. Ochoa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Ochoa moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ochoa scores. Ortiz moves to third. It's 2-1. Twins. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Sutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ortiz tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Twins. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coomer. The throw from Fasano and he is safe. Coomer steals second. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0-1 in the game. Hocking strikes out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-2 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-1 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-1 in the game. Palmer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutton is 0-1 in the game. Sutton hits a line drive towards third. Coomer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halter is 0-1 in the game. Halter hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molitor scores. Cordova moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ochoa is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ochoa hits a fly ball into right field. Sutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cordova moves to third. Two outs. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ortiz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Sal Fasano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fasano is 0-1 in the game. Fasano strikes out. One out. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Offerman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Morris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Morris reaches second base with a double. Offerman moves to third. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-2 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-2 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coomer hits a fly ball into left field. Morris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a line drive towards third. Palmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0 for 2 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards third. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Palmer strikes out. One out. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutton is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halter is 0 for 2 in the game. Halter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sutton moves to second. Sal Fasano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fasano is 0 for 2 in the game. Fasano hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hocking scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears takes first base on ball 4. Brian Bevel now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Damon hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Offerman hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ochoa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ortiz strikes out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Sutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Pendleton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Palmer hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Young pinch hits for Larry Sutton. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards first. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ernie Young now playing right field. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Palmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0-for-3 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-4 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Halter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shane Mack pinch hits for Sal Fasano. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive beyond first. Ortiz can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Halter moves to third. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Valentin and he is safe. Mack steals second. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Damon hits a fly ball into right field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Halter tags and scores. Mack tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-3, Twins. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Offerman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Offerman reaches second base with a double. Mack scores. It's Twins, 4, Royals, 4. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Morris is walked intentionally. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Offerman. The throw from Valentin and he is safe. Offerman steals third. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, King strikes out. There goes Morris. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 4 in the game. Pendleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Offerman scores. Morris moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.